I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
I have before me former President Obama's brackets. I like to call them the Baraka brackets. For the men, he has North Carolina facing Duke for all the marbles. Kind of a boring pick, isn't it?
Well, also a kind of revolting one because it would give us an entire week of real sanctimony that would be almost impossible to endure. The previous president, of course, has also picked the women's tournament mm-hmm. and has gone way out on a limb and picked the University of Connecticut.
Yeah. Now, there's a problem here, of course, because UConn only gets to play in their own neighborhood until the semifinals. Charlie, can this team win on the road?
I don't know. It's the adversity that the UConn women have overcome this year is incredible. Mm. I do want one of them, though, when they win the tournament, because they're not going to lose to anybody. I want one UConn player to say, nobody thought we could do this. Just to mock that cliche out of existence forever.
The Indiana University men's team failed to make the tournament for the second time in four seasons. So 9-year veteran head coach Tom Crean was fired on Thursday. Did he deserve that fate?
I don't know. I mean, he's a former Marquette coach who got Marquette to the Final Four with Dwayne Wade. He's a good coach. He's been a little bit out of his depth at Indiana because their fan base is insane. And then they had this incredible mess over the NIT bid where they didn't want to play, and then they didn't want to play at home because they didn't want the possibility that the legendary Assembly Hall would be half empty on television. So, I mean, if Indiana was looking for an excuse to make a clean sweep, they had one.
Lonzo Ball is playing for UCLA in the aforementioned tournament, Charlie. He is one of three basketball-playing sons of LeVar Ball, who revealed this week a marketing plan. If you're Nike, do you leap at the opportunity to sign all three of his sons for a cool $1 billion?
Nike does not operate the way the rest of humanity does. So, in fact,
it may happen.
In fact, occasionally Nike employs the rest of humanity. They can do that. That's the scary thing. I think LeVar Ball is headed towards becoming Earl Woods on steroids and heading towards ruining his son's happy career in the NBA. There's a lot of talk in Boston right now because the Celtics will draft very high that Lonzo Ball will be the pick that comes to the Celtics. I don't think Brad Stevens wants anything to do with Pops, though.
The Arnold Palmer Invitational Golf Tournament is underway, and for the first time it lacks Arnold Palmer, who died in September. On the occasion of the tournament bearing his name, tributes to Mr. Palmer have been plentiful. Have you a favorite among them?
Well, not so much a tribute as a video that has Arnold Palmer's Augusta National yardage book that he kept, you know, through all his careers, which is really kind of interesting because they're hand-drawn drawings of the grade of the green and where the pin placement might be. And if you're a golf nerd, it's like finding the Holy Grail.
Treasure. When you were a kid and you went out for recess, I want to know if you were coached, and I'm asking this because some public schools have been increasing recess time following recommendations of the CDC and a group called Shape America to do that. And in some cases, the schools are providing a more structured experience by assigning coaches. Coached recess has to be an oxymoron.
First of all, America is the most overcoached nation in the world. Far, far too many coaches in America. You know what the coaches I had when I was going to recess were my fellow classmates who said things like, how could you possibly drop that pass?
And then at the end, someone would shout, get back in here.
That's right. And then a nun would come out the steps, and that was coaching, let me tell you.
Former Major League Baseball star Manny Ramirez will play with the Kochi Island Fighting Dogs in Japan this season. I don't know what his salary will be, but he's got some awesome perks. He'll wear his familiar 99 jersey, and it will simply say Manny on the back, and he'll get a chauffeured Mercedes limousine, unlimited sushi, and practice will be optional. It's pretty much the same deal he had with the Red Sox.
Well, yeah, the practice optional part was sort of unspoken and unwritten, but yeah. The unlimited sushi's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was such a fan, but certainly he's in the right country for it. And can I just say that the Kochi Fighting Dogs is a great name?
It is. I want the jersey.
I do. I really do.
And finally, Charlie, in baseball, players congratulate each other with butt slaps and high fives. I guess it's a little bit different in the NHL, at least if you play for the Islanders and your teammate is John Tavares.
Yeah, he scored a goal, and Jason Chimura, one of his teammates, came over and gave him a little chuck on the shoulder there, and Tavares turned back and socked him in the face. I don't know what this is about. There are some things about hockey that I just don't understand.
They'll never take fighting out of hockey because they fight even when your teammate scores a goal.
Even when they're happy, they fight.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce.
Of course, Bill, if Tavares had scored a hat trick, Chimera might be in the hospital right now.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.